This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. Full-blown festivities were underway at Winnipeg's Earl Grey School as students, staff, and community members celebrated a major milestone for Spanish speakers. Proclaimed by the province of Manitoba, April 23rd will now be recognized as Spanish Language Day.
Today, April 23rd, we celebrate Spanish Language Day with an educational and cultural
event. Natalie Ponce, director of Canada Habla Español Manitoba, says they have been working for this kind of representation for a long time.
Canada Habla Español has been for years now looking for the proclamation in different cities and provinces across Canada. This is the first time that we have a chapter here in Manitoba, which, like I said, I'm very proud to be a part of as a director.
She says that Canada Habla Español Manitoba, the Spanish Embassy, the El Salvadorian Consulate, and local community groups were finally able to achieve this goal.
We have been able to approach the government and to show them and to ask for the recognition of how important this is for our community. So I would say that we put a lot of effort. We did our best. We did what we have to do. And this is the result. Mm-hmm. So it's just that effect of all the work that we've done. And we are very, very proud and excited about it.
Earl Grey School has been the heart of the Winnipeg movement. As the first school in Winnipeg to offer a Spanish bilingual program tied to the curriculum, it has played a pivotal role in pioneering language education in the Winnipeg School Division. Gaston Lopez-Fischer, a learning support teacher at the school's bilingual program, says it has been hugely impactful, and not only for student academics.
In short, I think the 157 students that are here today show us the importance of Latin culture in Canada and in Manitoba on Treaty 1. We can see from all 157 of them, some of them are first-generation immigrants or second-generation immigrants, or they're even Canadian-born kiddos without Latino backgrounds. And we can see that their involvement in this community gives them a new identity and it helps them solidify for roots that could have been broken had this program not been here.
The cultural aspects are vital to community health, says Lopez-Fischer, and the academic benefits of bilingualism are also well documented. He points to research showing that learning multiple languages enhance cognitive development and overall academic performance.
There's like really solid research that says the more kids learn languages, the more that their brains expand, the more they're able to take on kind of different learnings of different styles. So we see that. We see a huge growth in our kiddos when they're able to read and write in both languages, able to communicate in two languages. When you learn how to communicate in one language, it helps you expand the learning of a different language. It helps you, your communication skills transcend from one to the next.
Shelley Workington, Assistant Superintendent of Deeper Learning and Rigor at Winnipeg School Division, says the division couldn't be more proud of what the school has accomplished.
I just think it's honoring what the community wants, and there's a larger and larger community of Spanish-speaking families, but also families who are seeking to expand their learning in other languages and so forth. And so the Spanish bilingual program brings so much opportunity to kids.
She notes the success of Earl Grey aligns with broader educational goals, bringing enrichment to student learning.
We already have multiple languages, bilingual programs and immersion programs. We're always thinking about opportunities, and as our communities grow and say, hey, this is something we're really interested in, and we want and there's a need for that, we would like to respond as much as possible. Thinking about the Spanish bilingual program here and how we offer smaller versions of Spanish in other schools, like who knows, we might see some expansion of that as we go forward.
The Spanish bilingual program at Earl Grey has grown steadily since its launch 9 years ago. As students graduate, many are continuing their studies of language at places like Calvin High School. Vibrant footwork, swirling skirts, and rhythmic claps echoing throughout the gym, the Spanish Day celebration at Earl Grey School brought the spirit of Latin culture to life. Through the dancing, music, and song, the event captured the element of language that is often at risk of fading, says Ponce.
It's so easily lost for us that as immigrants come to Canada, sometimes in the midst of trying to adapt to Canadian culture and to the official languages, we forget how important it is to keep our own language. So Canada Habla Español has that as a purpose, to keep it, to preserve it, to promote it, and to acknowledge the community that it's so important for us as a community too.
She says that this is just the beginning, a step towards building partnerships and developing new programs to support and grow Manitoba's Hispanic community. As her community gains recognition and a place in Manitoban society, Pons hopes it paves the way for other communities to find their own opportunities to shine. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.